K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, your host for this K-State Sports Podcast, where we cover all things K-State. Yeah, that's right, folks, coming at you on this Thursday, October 6, 2022, and this is the postcast edition of this podcast. We're getting into it in just a moment here. And of course, trying to look at where this is going to pop up. Of course, next time the volleyball team will play will be Saturday. So I'm thinking with everything going on in between, obviously you have K-State football going down in primetime also on Saturday against Iowa State as well. I don't think, let's see, have a pro at the recording this podcast, I am... Of course, we have the Serena Sundell daily coming out later on tonight. I might just throw this one in here for Friday as well. But yeah, here, look, folks, K-State volleyball, let's get back to it, business here. Sweeps West Virginia in Morgantown, 3 sets there in this matchup here. And they were able to avoid a fourth set in this, well, actually multiple times here against K-State, against the Lady Mountaineers in the first 2 sets. 25-22, K-State won net. And then set two went a little bit over, 28-26 there. And then it goes K-State completed the sweep 25-18 for the 11th win in 2022, folks, on the road. And that's going to extend their big match streak here to 2 straight Big 12 matches after starting 0-2 there as well. And this one, Elena Baca, Cindy Bolding, the Twin Towers here, came up with 8 kills apiece here. Baca kept the tempo, continues to hit with authority, 4-12 hitting efficiency. Cindy Bolding also hit 235 for the night as well. Katie Fernholz, 10 blocks on the night for her. Well, actually, no. K-State had a total 10 blocks, excuse me. Half of those were in Katie Fernholz's book. Yeah, as well. And Cindy Bolding had added 4. Mackenzie Morris collected another 15-plus dig performance there. 16 last night for Mackenzie Morris. Elena Baca also added in 8 as well. And then you have 4 service aces from Cindy Bolding, Mac Morris, Lauren Hinkle, and Molly Ramsey there as well. Hinkle continues her strong play here throughout the season to this point. Hinkle has really come on since midway through the since halfway point of the non-con. 26 assists against West Virginia last night there. My Mountaineers on the other flip side for them, 38 kills. They outkilled Cats, but the Cats, when it mattered most, put it down the win column, but 38-33 there in that one as well. Melanie McGann had 7 kills and 5 digs for West Virginia there. And the hitting percentage, 462, led all players in this match there. Adrian L. tallied a match high 13 kills at a 167 efficiency there. As well, Susie Fritz, after the match there, after her team completed another win. So both of their Big 12 matches, K-State Nation, have been results of sweeps. Remember Iowa State here last weekend, here in Blamage, took care of them. And here, they have won 6 straight sets since going 0-2. Coach Fitz, after the match, she said, quote, "Our servings continues to put pressure on opponents. It kept West Virginia out of the system and were able to get productive touches in the net and score points defensively. It wasn't always pretty, but we found a way to win and showed resilience and composure in tough times, tough moments. Credit to West Virginia. They made it tough on us and fought hard all night long." And then, of course, she flipped the script to the offense from Coach Fritz. It, quote, "It was good to have a bounce attack. Credit to Lauren for getting everyone involved. She was able to keep West Virginia's defense off balance. Elena really came on strong late, especially in game 3. I love the grit of our team tonight." So K-State getting it done once again there as well here. We already covered that there. So now K-State's win, sweet, last night on West Virginia. 13-8 there, and they've now won 4 out of the last 5 in that little series day. The Wildcats, 7-3 in 3 set matches against West Virginia in their history. And then Fretz moves up 13-8 in her career against West Virginia there. And then the Cats, just 1 loss in 3 set matches this season there. 8-1, and you know that, remember that 1 loss came from? Yeah, Texas Tech. Then when they got swept out of the building in Lubbock. So, Cats, 8-1 there in 3 set matches this season. Very impressive number there as well for Shuey Fretz and Elena Baca and company there. Next up, Big 12 play continues for the volleyball team. They're staying on the road. They're going to be going down to big old Lone Star State, Texas. Austin, Texas, next week. They're taking on the number 1 team in the nation. Woo! Number 1 team in the nation, Texas. You know what they bring to the table. They've been always been the best. They've been always been pretty damn good at when it comes to volleyball. Over the handful of years there, number 1 team in the nation there, the Longhorns, next Wednesday, actually. So we're going to step aside real quick. We'll be back after this. Larry, what's up?
Hey, where you at, bud?
I'm outside. I'm still in the yard.
Okay. You're not going on any run or nothing, are
you? Not yet. Yeah, you got something going?
Yeah, now we're in Junction City. Go get some return.
Sure.
Help for that? You remember how to get there?
Yeah. Well, which house was this?
Out there on that red road.
Yeah, yep.
ICF forms, those white styrofoam forms, and then we got a big rack with some braces on it, so I better bring that. But throw on a piece of plywood. You remember how you put a piece of plywood on top of those ICF block and strapped over it?
Not exactly.
Okay, I'll go over with you. Just throw on a sheet of 7/16 plywood. That's what you use, wouldn't it? The 7/16. Yeah, just throw on a sheet of 7/16 OSB on top on the truck and strap it down.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what to do with it.
All right.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, good enough.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. All right, yeah, so back to recapping this podcast real quick. Sorry, and to take an important phone call there. The postcast about the rap K-State sweeping West Virginia last night. They go to 11-6 now on the season and 2-2 in Big 12 play. Next up for them, yes, it is going to be Texas. Make sure that is correct there. That's going to be next week. It's October 12th, so they're going to have quite a bit of time to get ready for the number 1 team in the nation in volleyball, which is the Texas Longhorns in a Big 12 game down there. It should be interesting. We'll see what case they can do down there against, obviously, a tough opponent from the past several years in this conference. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it for yours truly, Eddie Greer. Apologize for a little short break there towards the end of this podcast, but I had to take it there. But stay tuned for more K-State coverage here throughout the rest of the week and into your weekend, folks. We got volleyball, we got football on tap here. Pretty sure soccer is there as well. And got yours truly going to be running a half this weekend down in Wichita on Sunday as well. A lot going on here in Manhattan across the board. K-State Sports continues. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You have been listening to another edition of the postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.